Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. I'm also the author of Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order. And she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in the relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How's everything going?
Hello, Cindy. How are you?
Good. Everything's good. And how about your new job? You're loving it?
Oh, yes, yes. I absolutely love my job. Actually, I was having a very, very productive conversation with my boss where they're adding on some additional responsibilities, which is actually quite nice. And, you know, he is definitely one for, you know, which is where the conversation was kind of going. He's one for rewarding, you know, responsibility and good work and everything. And, you know, he's told me several times that he's very, very happy with the fact that I've joined the team there and, you know, in the family there, as he called it. So, yeah, I think that things are going to go definitely in a good direction there. And actually, Cindy, I'm not going to say too much about it on the radio, but remember that situation that I brought up to you?
Yes.
So here's the thing, right? So I have not brought it up per se. I have brought up different things surrounding that situation. And, you know, of course, I've made, you know, somewhat of my position be known without going into too much detail. And suddenly some behaviors started changing around a little bit. And then the most amazing, amazing thing happened. I had like this like really, really weird, weird dream. Okay, and literally the next day, like three things that happened in the dream, which I thought were metaphors for something, actually in one way, shape, or form, transpired the next day. So I think the universe is kind of shifting things a little bit in my favor, okay, right. Because that's exactly where all of my signs are going, and I'm paying attention. I'm keeping my eyes open to all of those signs. So, yeah, it was like there was, like, some water symbolism in there, and, you know, boom, water was thrown in, like, was like, thrown, you know, like, right in front of me today in the very same context. You know, the verbiage was almost identical to what it was in the dream, you know, in an actual situation, you know. I mean, certain, like, symbols, like a flower symbol or whatever, boom, like, showed up at my doorstep, literally, you know, and things like that or whatever. So, yeah, things are definitely shifting. So I'm keeping my eyes open and
well,
seeing how much help I'm going to get.
I pulled 8 cards on your situation. And
oh, you did?
Yeah, some choices have to be made. A little bit of a battle. But the outcome looks very good. So,
all right,
it looks good. It looks good.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Okay, I'm laughing because I got the card that, you know, says what you wanted to say. So I'm kind of laughing. But it was a little bit of a battle. So, you know, you got a little battle.
You know what? And I'm expecting a little battle. I really, really am. But, you know, at the same time, I'm taking the stance of I am making my plans and going on my path. And whoever winds up sticking with me on said path will stick with me. And ends up leaving that path and deviating, will leave and deviate, and I'm going to have to accept that when the time comes. So I am expecting a little bit of a battle there, but I also know that just because somebody might deviate a little bit from that path doesn't mean that at another crossroads they're not going to show up again. You know, so that's kind of where I'm seeing this going. But, you know, we'll see what happens, you know. But the universe is definitely, I think, on my side on this one and is helping me out a little bit. So thank you, universe, for that. I am noticing the signs, and I'm going to keep looking for them.
Good, and we're glad to hear that. Now, I could see that my sailor husband, he's sailing today, is on the line, so let's see what he has to say.
Does he sail, like, every Thursday just because you have
he
the show?
Like,
because every Thursday, I get jealous that he's out on a boat.
he's sails a lot, and Thursdays is usually a big day because I'm usually booked solidly all day into the night, which includes tonight.
Yep.
I'll be finished about 10:30 tonight.
Boy.
So my days are
long.
Oh,
and actually that also reminds me, Cindy, one thing I am going to do is I'm going to email you information. A friend of mine is very, very interested in speaking with you. So I'm going to email you her name and everything, and then I'm going to give her your number so that she can call you and schedule an appointment, okay?
Okay, that'll be great. So let's see
awesome,
what my husband
awesome.
Has to say, and then we have like a gazillion listeners, so we got to get on with them because they've
yes,
been
we do have to get
so
on. So I'm going to put TJ on because we love TJ.
We do love to hear what he has to say.
Okay, wait a minute. I got a question.
Yes.
I've got two phone numbers with the same extension. What's
okay.
his last four?
No. Okay. 0462.
All right. There we go. I didn't want to pick up the wrong person.
Yeah, I know. You're right. It's very random. Almost the
hey,
same
man.
Number.
You're on, TJ. You are on.
All right. I'm out here with Todd, and we're just coming into the harbor now, and I just wanted to say it was a beautiful day. It was looked like it was going to rain, thunder. Now there isn't a cloud in the sky. The birds and seagulls and everything's all happening. You have a great show. I'll see my lovely wife. Do you need food, honey? Do you want me to bring
you
home?
No, I've eaten. So I fed
myself.
Nicole,
it sounds like a really good sitcom. Not sitcom. What do they call it? chapter one, chapter two, chapter three. But I'm following it. Anyway, you guys have a great
of your
great,
book. I mean, of your story that you're of your mystery. You know,
yes,
green,
of my story
green,
and mystery.
It all manifested itself. I'm listening each week. Okay, anyway, I'll let you girls go. There's people waiting. I love you, Cindy. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, TJ.
Okay, now, you know that
he's
I wasn't
so sweet, your husband. I love
I know,
that man.
He's the good guy. You know what? He always takes really good care of me, makes sure that, you know, he's the recharger of my batteries. He's the one who makes sure that, you know, I have things. And it's just funny. He's got this theory. Every time he buys himself something, he has to buy me something. So it just
you know what?
Me up.
I love that because I'm the same way. If I buy myself something, I have to buy Lisa something. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. If I buy myself a scratch-off, I have to buy her scratch-offs.
See, and he's the same way, so I kind of laugh because, you know, and he'll say, but you don't do that for me. I go, yeah, but I buy you stuff. I buy you big stuff, like when you need it, but I'm not like a
That's
big
exactly
shopper.
That's exactly what Lisa
so.
Says. Exactly what Lisa says. I'm not good with the small little stuff, but I'm really good on the big stuff.
Yeah, that's what I do. So, you know, he needed glasses,
yep.
So I bought him a nice pair of glasses, you know, like stuff that he needs, you know what I mean? But, you know, in terms of him, I got to buy him tchotchke shit, no. You know, but I do buy good presents when I buy them, but I'm kind of laughing. He's certainly always there for me, and he's a good husband, and that's important. So we
yes,
do have
and he treats you wonderfully, and he treats you like a princess, which I love because you have been my friend for quite a while, and you deserve to be treated like a princess and like a queen, and I love the fact that that's exactly how he sees you, and that's exactly how he treats you, because that's
what
you deserve, and I'm happy that
you
did that.
You know, the prince that becomes the beast that we talk about, he's the opposite. He was always
he gets better.
Very good, but he's gotten better because he's been hurt before, so he was like a little bit holding back in the beginning. He was good. But then all of a sudden he became like really the prince. You know what I mean? It was
yeah,
funny.
He got better.
Yeah.
He's,
I mean, it was
he's
amazing.
He's like a fine wine. He's gotten better with age.
Right. And it's just amazing how he doesn't take me for granted and he gets better with time. And I knew that. I knew he'd been hurt and life wasn't that easy. So I was a little bit patient with him. I knew he was good and I, you know, knew he was holding back. And that he would come around when he, you know, realized I wasn't the princess that was going to become the beast either, you know. So once he realized
that's
that, great. He was really, he's just a giver, so I have to laugh. But he was smart, and we kind of tell our clients that, you know, you have to have some history with people. You got to wait, you got to see, you got to feel it out, but we don't want to be jaded. So, you know, that's a good way, not to sometimes just jump in totally blind because, you know, we have to find out what people are too. So I gave him that space to find out who I was. Well, we do have a 666 number. That's usually Bayshore. So it could be Jean, maybe. Could be Jean.
I don't know.
Let's see who it is.
And as usual, guys, I don't screen the first caller.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Well, I don't screen the first one, so we're just going to jump right into it and see who's waiting there. And hopefully the 666 means that there's somebody good and it's not like the stereotypical something bad call. So let's see what's going on. If I hear Damien, though, I'm disconnected.
I know. We're going to say that.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Nicole, it's Jackie from Bayshore.
So it's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Thank God.
Hi, Jackie.
How are you? You're definitely enjoying the summer. I see you on the internet a lot, in the water.
I know. I take a little break in the afternoon to go ride my bike and swim, because that's why I start out in the morning. You know, I start out early, and then I do my work, and then I take a break, and then I'm working till usually 10 or 11 at night or 12, but it's okay. But I do take my water. I like to enjoy the daytime, you know, the summer, because it goes so fast here.
I know.
It doesn't the summer go fast?
It's crazy. This month and next month are going to go really fast.
That's why I said I do go in the water. I'm the one that's always in the water. So I'm like a little water bug. So
that's the problem. There's bugs in that water. I stay in the pool.
You stay in the pool. You know what? It's funny because, you know, there's really not. The water's really pretty good. You know, I mean, sometimes there's jellyfish around, but they don't seem to bother me. So I don't bother them. They don't bother me. So, Jackie, are you working now?
No.
Okay. And is that what your call's about, your work situation?
No. My love life, which I don't have.
Oh. Now, Jackie, if I remember correctly over the years, Jackie didn't want a love life. I'm impressed that Jackie's even asking about her love life.
Well, there isn't, so I'm looking to see.
But remember when I first met you, and I've known you probably 5 or 6 years. It's a long time now.
Yep.
When I would say, well, you know, there's love if you want it, you'd go, look, I don't want it. So now Jackie's asking about her love life. I love it.
It's crazy. It is. I've been down since March, and, like, you know, there's nothing going on. I don't have anything to do, and I'm just, like, on the computer a lot. And so it's, you know, and Holly's off to work, and it's like, oh, man, this is lonely.
Good. And the universe is glad that you're finally starting to feel you want to let love in. Are you going online to go to, like, Match.com or something, or are you just going on?
Oh, yeah. But I'm not doing Plenty of Fish. No,
I'm
not paying for the
privilege. Thank you, because we know the bottom feeders. Okay. So you've actually gone on an online dating site now?
Oh, yeah. I'm on a couple of them.
Hey, good girl. All right. Have you gone on any dates yet?
No. This guy's out of the country. What do you think?
Okay, out of the country are scam artists. And, you know, Jean got one of those scam artists who I told her I had to email her something with these guys out of country, and they, no.
But he's from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
But what's he out of the country for?
It's supposedly monkey business. No business.
Okay. No. Again, even if he's in Minneapolis, that's too far away. These are commitment phobes. These are people that don't want a relationship. So, you know, they talk a good game, but how are you going to have a relationship with somebody in Minneapolis?
Yeah, but people move. You know, I've heard of people, you know, long-distance relationships, and they end up meeting, and then it's love at first sight.
Where have you heard of this?
I'm sorry.
Because we don't hear much of that on this show. We hear these guys don't commit, okay? So mostly it's showing me that you still have commitment phobia if you're even going after somebody who's so far away. So maybe you need to shop a little more in your own neighborhood. And I love these guys that act like, well, I didn't know you were in New York. They know everything, these people. They know
no,
exactly.
No, he knew that. He knew that.
And, you know.
Okay, so I got to look in the local neighborhood. I don't want to look in this neighborhood, though.
I'm not saying in your hometown, but say,
no,
you
know,
like Nassau or Suffolk County.
You know what it is? You go on, it says New York, okay? New York is really, really, really big. And I've talked to guys from, like, upstate, way upstate, like by the Canada line, New York.
That's not New York. That's Canada. Let's not even go. That's too far.
Well, what happens is when you put in New York, you put in 25 miles, they think 25 miles is going to Connecticut because it's across the water. They feel like, and that's how that comes up. So it's very, very few people that are here on the island.
No, there's a lot. We have millions. We have
3 million
people here. Okay, so, again, the commitment phobics and the sex addicts are always looking for long-distance women because they can't possibly connect with another woman. You don't know what they're up to. So,
yeah, that's it.
So stay away from those. And people who, you know, really are looking for a real relationship are looking for somebody that's possible. They're nearby. It's possible to see them and meet them, and they don't have much to hide. So you're new to this game, but know that there are certain kinds of red flags of people and ones that they're not even in this country and they live far away. You know, they may want to meet you, and I was telling on the radio show not too long about this woman who met this guy, and he was from Boston, and she's from, you know, Queens, and he was like acting like he didn't know she was that far away, and they were supposed to meet somewhere mutual, like, I don't know, Connecticut or whatever. And I said, well, why don't you tell him that you don't sleep with somebody on the first date, so he's meeting you in Connecticut, don't expect you're going to have sex with him. She said, well, he's cool about that. I go, okay. I said, yeah, that's because it's like a month away. Watch the day before. Suddenly he's not going to show up. And he's going to call you and say he can't make it, something happened. And that's what happened. I mean,
well, thank God she didn't take the trip.
Right. But these guys are, like, you know, looking just for sex, and they're looking in a way that you can't know what they're up to or what they're doing. So
I know. That's the hard part. You can't, you know, like, he has an address, and I kind of Googled his address and that kind of stuff. But, like, really? So what do I know about him? Nothing.
Right. And that's why you don't want to get involved. If you have commitment phobia, then you'll want to be involved with long distance because it doesn't change your life. It's a make-believe relationship. You talk like a pen pal. It's like a pen pal relationship.
Exactly.
It's,
exactly.
But we don't want that. We don't want that. We want you to have a real one. Okay, good, because what I'm seeing is a really good guy here. And you might not meet him online, by the way, but it is because only 1 out of 5 people actually have relationships online. It's not a really very high rate of relationships coming out of them, considering the millions of people that are on it. But
okay.
It does tell the universe that you are wanting a relationship. And that's something I've never heard out of your lips in 5 years. So that you're telling the universe, okay, I'm serious. So that means now it could be brought to you in your everyday life, too. So look around you, where you're going, try to go out a little bit, make some new friends. But you're going to have love. And it's soon, so don't get discouraged. Have fun online, but don't fall in love with people you don't meet because that becomes, you don't know who these people are. So
yeah.
I can't even do relationship readings on people I haven't met because there's so many lies involved. I don't even know who this person is.
I know.
So unless people have actually met a person, I say, don't ask me. I mean, with the woman with the long distance, but I could tell you, looking at the cards, this person's not going to play fair, or the statistics, or I know from the experience. But, you know, is this the one? How are you going to know until you meet this person? Where's the chemistry? How do I know if you're going to have chemistry?
That's what I just said today. How is this working out? You know, like, really?
Right. And, again, you've been afraid, so maybe this is just getting your toe in the water, and that's good. And I'm glad your toe's in the water. But, you know, just be a little, you know, careful with the long-distance ones. You know, people will tell you they're going to move, they're going to do this. I've never seen it happen where the person actually moves. I have to be honest with you. I've seen them all say from the first time they meet them, yeah, I live in, you know, Maine, but I'm willing to move. And they never do. And then, you know, there was one client, the guy was probably, I think he was in Minneapolis too, and she was in New York, and they had been talking for like a year, every day for hours on the phone and this and that, and I'm like, it's a little long. He's in Minneapolis. He's not, you know, on Mars. So you people should have met already. How can you think you're in love with somebody you haven't met? So when I went to her house for a tarot card party, like I go to your house, she was going to Minneapolis the next day, and I looked at the cards. I said, this isn't going to go well. This guy's a nut. I'm like, he's not going to hurt you, but he, you know, he's a commitment phobic. She goes, no, he's not. He's not. I go, okay, all right. I'm glad you're going tomorrow. Well, she calls me from the airport. She went from New York to Minneapolis, and she gets there, and he starts throwing up, going, I can't do this. You have to leave. This is too much for me.
No.
I mean, could you imagine? And she just flew back to New York.
Yeah, I could see myself not doing that. You had to come to my front door, knock on my door. I'm not going nowhere.
Right, and that's the thing. But it wasn't bad because she's been talking to that man for a year, and she didn't know who he was. He was a mental case. I mean, the guy was, you know, like nuts. I mean, you don't tell a woman who's now this is too much for me. I can't deal with this. You know, now you figure that out.
Yeah, because it got too close.
Right.
I'm only on it for like two. Well, my time's almost up. As a matter of fact, the end of this month. And I'm done. You know, I was going, okay, till August, and I'm done. And whatever happens, happens. You know, it to me, it's like a pen pal because I see it going nowhere. But then I'm thinking, he talks so nice. Maybe it is. Maybe he is sincere because there are sincere people out there. But I know Gene had one that sent the flowers and all this crazy stuff. And guess what? He was a crazy man. I don't want to do that.
And that's why really, if you know, you've always been a good to a fault person. You were the person that part of what my book, Why Good People Can't Leave Relationships, was, you know, you were one of the people that was sort of in my back of my mind. You don't trust your judgment. You tend to see the good in everybody, gave everybody the benefit of the doubt. You're too good. Well, you're not that same person now. Just going online is showing you there's a lot of people not that great, and your gut's telling you that. So can you see you're not the same person? You can trust your intuition now? Are you seeing that?
Yeah, definitely.
So that's a big change. So now you can get out in the real world and know that your gut will tell you when somebody's not right, when something's not kosher. So now you can trust your judgment. And you also have me. After you can run it by me. So with those two things in mind, I'm so glad you're wanting love. Because if anyone could meet Jackie, she's beautiful, she's smart, she's kind, she's like, you're just a really good person who has a lot of love to give. And you know,
everybody always says that to me all the time. Why don't you have a boyfriend? I'm like, they didn't knock on the front door.
Well,
it's my job to not where I'm out with people. I'm with kids.
Well, now you have some time to be looking. So go out. You know, you always see me out and about a little bit. Go out and about. It's a beautiful summer day. Go for a walk. Go to different places. Maybe sit down and see who you could meet. You know, it's not that hard to meet people, and it doesn't mean meeting a guy. Maybe it's meeting a new friend, and through that friend
right.
you can meet this guy. So
somebody.
I always tell people, make some new friends, you know, and see it. But I do see love coming, so I'm not worried about you.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that.
And I'm so happy that she's opened her heart to love, because I remember you being resistant. Like, I don't need it. And
it's kind of time.
Well, life is lonely. We're here to love. You know, you could live to be 100. Do you want to be alone for the rest of you? I mean, it's not good. I mean, and there are good people out there. 30% of people are good. So, you know, we want to meet a good person. So
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
But they're not necessarily
really
online. The players are out there. You know, the players, the sex addicts tend to be online a lot. So that's why I always give people a little bit of heads up. I mean, you're a good person, you're online, there's, you know, there are other good people, but just keep in mind there's a lot of sex addicts on there. So if you, you know, they shouldn't be talking about sex with you. I tell the women, you know, these guys talk on the phone, you for 2 minutes they're talking about sex, you just met them, hang up. That's inappropriate. Do you know what I mean? It's inappropriate.
Anything like that yet, and that's what... Because I have written to a bunch of different guys, and that's like the second sentence. And I'm like, damn it. And this guy hasn't said anything like that. And I was like,
yeah, but
maybe.
There's a new breed of slicker sex addicts out there. They talk the buzzwords. I never felt this way. You're my soulmate. This is kismet. They say the right words, too.
Yeah.
That's what you got to be careful about now. They've thrown around the soulmate word.
Yeah.
And that's what the man was doing, the one from Boston, to that woman. I'm going, yeah, he's telling you everything you want to hear.
I know. Well, this guy, I, like, led into him this afternoon. I was like, you know, this is not real, and da-da-da-da-da. And how come I asked you, and you never answered that question, you know. I'm like, are you a U.S. citizen? And, like, he just never answered that.
Right. Now,
like,
can you
really
see that the narcissist never answered the questions we have? He may live in Minneapolis, but he may be looking for a green card. I mean, you never know.
And that happens a lot. I know people that has seriously happened to.
Right. So that's
why. I've met people online, and that's exactly what they were there for. And I'm like, no.
That's why I'm saying narcissists never answer the question we ask. So know that.
Yeah,
well, anyway, we have a couple other people, and I would love, Jean is also on, so I want to get to her later, too. I got my girls on the line today. Yes!
Oh,
and
I have
good news
time.
About a job. So, and I also have my Pat from Long Island. So we have my regular client tonight, which is interesting. Okay, good luck to you. Let me know when love manifests.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, Nicole, can you see how I'm changing people? People who never wanted love, and I kept saying for years, you do want it. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And look,
yes, you're bringing
your
message.
Yes. It may take 5 years, but get through.
You know what? It may take 10 years, but keep going, because it'll happen.
And we have Pat from Long Island, another one of my favorite clients. I have my favorite clients. And, Nicole, I need to tell my clients something this year. They changed the rules on the Best of Long Island, and it almost looks like it's going to be impossible for me to win over the television psychic. So I'm telling people.
Why? What's the matter? What happened? What did
they do? It's not good. You know, and part of me was like, yeah, maybe I should just withdraw and not even waste my time. And then, of course, my spirit guide said, that's not the right spirit, Cindy. I'm just saying it's really not a good thing the way they've changed it. But, I'm not in control of this, so it is what it is. But I figure we'll just do our best battle. These are my clients. As a matter of fact, the clients that are on listening to us are always ones that vote, so. That's why I thought I would bring it up. But it's just one of those things I like look and I go, that's how you changed it? Now, they should really be in a celebrity category then. They shouldn't be in mine.
Exactly.
All right, but, you know, I'm not going to be a spoil sport. I don't own the newspaper. They've been very good to me, and it is what it is. So,
Hey, listen, we'll give it with the fight that we got. Who knows?
Right, and now we have Pat from Long Island, and I know I left her message, and she didn't get back to me because I know she wanted an appointment, and she didn't get back to me. So let's see, I can do it now, so that's good.
Well, actually, Pat wasn't even calling for herself, Cindy. Pat was calling because a friend of hers put in an application for a job, and she's dying to know, is she going to get it?
Okay, good question.
So let's talk to Pat.
Hi, sweetie.
Hello, Pat. You are on the air.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Hi, Pat. I was thinking about you today. I was hoping you'd call in for the show. Now, you know, with your friend, when she had her reading the last time, I kind of reamed her that she put her mother first and, you know, not looking for her job first. Remember that?
Yes.
Do you remember we talked about that?
Yes.
That when she lost her job and all of a sudden she's taken her mom for this doctor and this, that, and this, the other thing, rather than job hunt, and it wasn't what the universe had wanted her to do. The universe had wanted her to job hunt as a top priority. So they sort of kept her on the cross for a little while. Can you see that?
Yes. She has been looking. Actually, her mother did have an operation today on her eye, so that's ended now. But she did put in for the she put an application into which she used to work at Liberty Mutual. And it's for Uniondale, and she's just wondering if she's going to get it back.
Well, they had liked her when she was there. So, you know, it looks very promising for her, by the way. Her father just came into the room and said he's doing his best to help her get this job. She needs it, and she's nervous. And it was good she went back there because they did like her. Do you know that?
Yes.
She's a hardworking person, and she didn't burn any bridges when she left. So
that
looks good. But, again, you got to get her to put herself first and her daughter and you and not this mother here because you remember when she was laid off, I was telling her, it's hard to find a job, you know, a good job. You can't waste months taking care of your mom. You have to, like, really put the job, you know, looking for a job is a full-time thing. Mm-hmm. And I think she's learned that.
Yeah, she started looking for work and she got some things which is helping out some people are making a little bit of money, but she really wants to get back to work because the unemployment, they did away with the unemployment thing, and hopefully they're supposed to sign the unemployment thing again in the House, but if they put a new bill in, do you think that they're going to pass that?
You know, it's funny because there's mixed feelings on that because what people do is if they extend it is they don't look for a job for 6 months or so. And so, you know, if you only have 6 months, you start looking from the first day. So there's a lot of people objecting to that extended unemployment. It probably will pass because people do need it, but she's not going to – it looks like she's going to get a job, so I'm not too worried whether they pass it or not for her, by the way. But in the future, you know, anybody who's listening, if you get laid off, look. Don't wait 2 months or whatever. But she is going to get a new job, and it looks like she'll probably get it from Liberty Mutual, by the way. It looks good for her. When's her birthday? Not the year, just the month and day?
December 20th.
Okay, good, because she has a very, very good year opening up with her birthday, and before then it looks like she should get this Liberty Mutual. Looks very good for her here, by the way.
Does it depend about when?
It looks sooner than later, by the way. So,
I was thinking 6 months.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks very good for her here. So, you know, they liked her. She, you know, in the meantime, she should still keep putting resumes and applications out until she hears. Is she doing that?
I put them, she was putting them out because I made up some resumes for Ray Poppy's and she's just sending them out. through the email,
good.
You know, phone. But she's just kind of worried that they're not going to sign this thing, and that you're trying to say that they don't want to give the people retroactive because you're supposed to sign up every week even though they didn't do this plan. And the money is building up there, but then they're turning around saying if they pass the bill, they don't want to give them retro money anymore. I think this is why a lot of people, there's more crime and everything in the world now in the areas, because people don't have any money. They can't feed their kids. They're losing their houses. They can't feed themselves. Where's the money coming from? So they go out and rob.
Well, I don't think Grace is going to go out and rob. She's a good girl, but but it does look very promising for her. And again, you know, when people open a vortex for guidance, you got to listen to what's said to you. And she, you know, she really didn't listen when I was telling her, it's not your job to sacrifice your life right now for your mother. You got to look for that job. And you know, she kept saying, oh well, you know, and she doesn't get it.
It's all and guilt. That's what it is.
It's all guilt. And I'm saying that God, after a while, if he wanted her to be doing all that she's doing, she'd be a gazillionaire and have all the money and time to help her here. But know that, you know, she doesn't have the nicest mother. She has a very manipulative mother who doesn't really care what happens other than if everybody's there for her. But, you know, reinforce to her that her daughter and you have to come first, and her mother is not the, you know, it's like 18th on the list. But it does, you know, she's definitely, every time I shuffle these cards, she's really going to get something soon, so I'm not worried about her. Again, we got to ask God to take her off the cross. Like, you know, her, you know, if she has an interview, she has something, it doesn't matter what her mother has to have done that day. She has to go to the interview, she has to do what she has to do.
Well, actually, she's done that a few times already. Mother had a win.
Well, that's why God's happy with her now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's not putting, you know, her mother's priorities first. I mean, her mother's old. You know, these people have to understand they're old. They're going to leave this earth, and you're going to leave their children in debt from their behaviors. And, you know, her father's just saying, tell her not to worry. She's definitely going to get something soon. So, and Liberty Mutual looks really promising. So
yeah.
It was smart. Did she see a job there, or did she just apply?
Well, she has a friend that works over there in Uniondale, and she called her and told her that to send the resume over there because there's going to be the job opening soon. She wants to, you know, get the email. But she emailed it to her, so hopefully we're just waiting. But I said, I think probably why they're waiting, they're not doing anything, is because I think their year ends the end of July, and they want to make it look like they've made a lot of money. And they're not going to be doing any hiring until after that. So I think probably in August they're probably going to start hiring.
Right. It looks good for her. So, again, tell her to relax a little bit.
Yeah, but I think it could be wrong. But what about for me? You see anything for me interesting?
Okay. I see your health being better. Have you gotten through your health crisis?
Yes.
Okay, good. And, you know, your money looks okay for you. I mean, you know, you things look okay for you that way. Nothing's bad in your cards. You can ask a specific question, but things look really good.
You think you see any money coming in? Because I don't see any money coming in at all. That's going to be really good for me.
And
a little bit of debt here.
Okay, and again, that's because you're helping everybody, correct?
Well, maybe.
Okay, and again, isn't it funny how, you know, she helps her mom and you help her and meanwhile her mother can open her pocketbook. Do you understand that?
Yeah, well, her mother has been opening up a pocketbook a little bit, and I think that's what she likes, the idea of Grace not working and that she's depending on her. And if she gives money to the Grace for gas, for this and for that, and that's how she likes it. So Grace is underneath her level every time she turns around and says, jump, and Grace has to say how high.
Right, and again, you know, you have enough money for you and everything, but you have enough money for everybody else right now. So, you know, unless you go back to work, I don't see an income, you know, another source of income. You were going to sell something? Is that what you were planning on doing?
Thinking about either selling the condo in Florida or renting it or something. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you got to rent. It looks like if you rent it, that's where the income will come from.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, start thinking about that. Put your mind on your finances, too, by the way. Because
mm-hmm.
It looks like, I mean, if you wanted to sell the condo, it actually looks like you'd sell it. So, you know, think about that.
selling it outright and making money, get good money on it?
It looks like you'll get decent money if you want to hold it a little longer by renting it. That wouldn't be bad either, by the way. So just don't leave it idle anymore.
I have it all furnished, and, you know, we go there, so I don't know if I should rent it furnished or I have to take everything out and put it in storage. I don't know what's the best thing to do.
Well, if you know who you're renting it to, you can probably leave everything in there. Do you know what I mean? It's like putting everything in storage is, like, expensive too, you know.
I know. It's going to be a lot of money.
So, I mean, think about that. You got to put your mind on what you want to do with that condo. Because
what do you think I should do with it? What's your best thing?
What I'm seeing here is that, you know, probably how often do you go there?
You go there once or twice a year.
I mean,
is working all the time.
Right. And, you know, it looks like selling it might be your best bet only because you'll worry a lot about renting it. I know you. You know, if you could rent it to maybe a family or somebody, you know, maybe, you know, a corporation that needs a place for somebody to stay or something, you'd get a good deal on it and you wouldn't have to worry about it. So, you know, check out the rental aspects first so
okay.
that, you know, you don't have to make a big decision now. But it looks like you're going to sell it eventually, by the way.
Yeah, I was thinking of going down there. I have to go down there next month because my license is going to be up in November, and I don't have to have it done this year, the license. I think it would go down next month, maybe before she works, and then I could take care of the air conditioning. I have to change the filter and check out, maybe get my license renewed because you can do it 6 months before and see what's what, and maybe check out, talk to Chris, who's down the street from, you know, down the other end, because it's a condo, and there's like 6 apartments upstairs and 6 downstairs. Maybe I could talk to Chris and see if she knows anybody, you know, that would want to rent it. I just wouldn't want to rent it to anybody.
Well, that's what you do. You figure it out. But don't leave it idle because it's an expensive thing to leave idle at this point. And, you know, you've got like 3 households that you're trying to hold here together, you know.
Yeah.
That's a lot, honey. You know, that's why people live together.
That's true. That's very true.
Well, good luck.
I'm going to win the lottery. One of these days, I'm going to win the lottery. It's coming closer and closer. I feel it.
Yeah, but I always tell people, don't bet on the lotto. You got to bet on yourself. You're the one who has to make things happen. You know, very few people win the lotto. So I'm always telling people, don't expect that to be it. Make your own lotto. Figure out the best ways to make money the way that you can.
I understand that. A lot of people don't win it, but I just keep saying, I feel I'm going to win it.
Yeah, all my clients say that.
And if I do, I do. You know, then I don't have to worry. But if I don't, then I don't either. I just have to make it another way.
And you will, by the way. You will. Well, good luck to you.
Oh, wait 1 second. By the way,
sure.
You said that you had called me back.
Yes.
I didn't get a thing on my phone.
No, I left a voicemail. On your phone.
I'll go into my voicemail because usually when somebody calls me, it's in my call logs, and you weren't in my call log. But then again, I've got Metro PCS, and they went half and half with T-Mobile.
No, I actually know it was yours because I called you back, and I heard your, you know, voicemail, and I absolutely left it like 3 days ago.
Right, okay. So because I was looking for you on, and I didn't see the call logs. Actually, I was going to call you tonight and see, you know, if I can get a thing with you. And but I didn't get no call log with your number, so I said, I don't know. This crazy phone is nuts anyhow.
Yeah, well, know that if you don't hear from back from anybody, always call me back because I usually, lots of times it's going over, you know, it goes over to people's voicemails. People say they don't get it, and I'm like, well, you know, that's why I don't like people to call my cell phone because half the time I don't get them. I don't know they called either. So
okay. I didn't go to my voicemail yet today. I haven't done that, but I know that Metro PCS and T-Mobile went together, and the phones have been acting crazy. Actually, Grace's phone calls me, and she doesn't call me. The phone calls by itself. I get calls, and all of a sudden they just disconnect. There are calls that people tell me they're calling me, and I don't see it on my call list. So they're doing things in the computers together over there. They're going to change everything. So my phones have been a little wacky. So I really didn't get your phone on my call log. So now I'm going to go into my voicemail. So
right.
I'm sorry about that. Otherwise, I was going to call you tonight, but I didn't see it on there, and I didn't think about the voicemail.
Right.
So,
well, that's why. Well, good luck. I think you got your questions answered anyway, so that works out good.
Thank you, sweetie.
Okay, bye. Good luck.
And don't you give up. You still want to...
You know what? It's so funny because I'm like, oh, I got a bad... You know what I mean? And I'm like, you know, again, when you... You know, it's hard to run a contest when you know it's... it's not going to be, you know, at all possible. But I'm like, eh, God said do it, so I'll do it, you know?
Just go for it, Cindy.
Can people write in and suggest to have a celebrity thing go off?
You know, it's funny. We've suggested it in the whole bit, and, you know, maybe they'll rethink it is what I have to say. Do you know what I mean? So, again, I don't own the newspaper. They can write any rules they want. It's just that it makes it very hard for, you know, I'm not running against the Joe Schmo. Other people are running by the local deli, you know, this deli versus that deli. Do you know what I mean? They're not running against, you know, a major corporation. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's, that's true. You're still better than, shall I say, both of those TV people.
And again, it's like, this is the rule. So I said, I'm just going to let my clients know that, you know, we're going to do our best. That's all we can do.
Well, don't worry. You might just be very well surprised.
And I just don't want my clients who vote so hard and work so hard to feel like, oh, God, she didn't win and we did all this. I go, well, I'm just letting us know in advance, we got a battle.
You know? You might be very surprised to find out you're going to win again. Never mind these TV personalities. They all get paid and they're charging an arm and a leg, but do what? The same crap that they always do. I know both of them, so I know how they work. So that's that.
Well, that's why, thank you so much. I feel like I'm a winner just because I have the best clients in the world anyway. You'll make me a little sign that said I'm the best.
You are the best. You are the best.
Thank you so much. Have a great summer.
Thank you, dear. Enjoy.
Bye.
All right, Cindy.
Now, Nicole, did you notice how I said when, you know, they go against guidance, you know what I'm saying? Like, I knew what would happen if she didn't listen to the guidance, that God was going to put her on the cross and not give her a job too soon. You know, there's certain things. Bad things happen to good people when we're, like, enabling people we shouldn't.
Cindy.
We shouldn't be enabling these people. And when we enable them, God says, okay, now I'm disempowering you a little bit. Now you need help.
Yep.
Instead of you helping others, you need help.
I agree.
And you do that sometimes, too.
I know. I'm the master of doing that.
You know,
sad
but
true, I am.
And has any? And you know what happens later on? You're always saying, "Why did I do that?"
Well,
later
on, I'm always kicking myself in the ass, and you know, hindsight is always 20/20 for a reason. You know, and what's crazy is that sometimes when I do it, I actually sit there and I actually say, "I should not be doing this right now. I should be doing the exact opposite of what I'm doing right now," and I do it anyway, like an asshole. So sometimes I'm an asshole.
And I'm saying, especially, you know, I try to warn my clients, you know, you're opening a vortex for me, and the universe is really clear at giving the messages and why to you. So if you don't really want to do what I'm telling you, don't get a reading, because at least universe might.
Yeah, because you know what?
Well,
ignorance really is bliss. Because if you don't know, the universe will be a little bit more lenient with you. But if you're told and you receive the message, the universe will be like, all right, you want to do this on your own? Okay, let's see how far you get. And then that's when they start throwing shit at you.
Right, and that's what happens with my clients, because when the karma hits hard on these people,
they do learn.
Maybe not the first time, but they do learn when they hear it. The next time they go, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not messing up this way. So, you know, I warn people, if you really, really, really want to do what you're doing and you don't want to change your life and you don't,
get the message.
Right, because otherwise, once it's delivered, the universe says, okay, you heard it. It's like, for instance, when a person doesn't know someone's cheating on them. And the universe will try to steer even a sex addict into people that don't have venereal disease so you don't catch it. But once they've smeared your face in this, you've seen a text that shows he's going to hookers, he's doing this or that, all bets are off then. You're going to get disease. I'm just telling you. So
you're getting herpes. That's it. You're done now.
And then they'll come to me and say, well, you know, now I have herpes. I go, well, why didn't you listen when I told you and you saw this for yourself? I mean, the universe, you know, now that you have herpes, you're taking this seriously, but why did you have to wait till then? You know, it's Russian roulette with things like that. So, you know, I'm always telling people, once you've been guided, You know, that's out of my hands. I can't even help you at that point. You've given, and I've seen it a lot of times, but even when they haven't listened to guidance, they've learned, and maybe they just needed to learn a little harder, and then they don't make that mistake again. But, you know, I'm just seeing it over and over again now when people aren't listening, so I'm just giving a little heads up there.
Yep.
Well, we do have Jean, and that's who I thought the other one was at first. Isn't it funny? And she was calling in.
Yep. Nope.
Okay, so
we have Jean, and everybody has heard us speak to Jean. Jean is always concerned about career, amongst other things, and Jean is calling in to say four very special words to you.
Good.
Jean?
Yes?
Jean, what are the four words you want to tell Cindy?
I got a job.
You got a job. Oh, my God. And you don't know how much I have prayed that you would get a job. And I was like, God, you better give Jean something because Jean deserves a good job because Jean is a hard worker. And look, you got it. And you worked so hard. You know, you made a job out of finding a job.
20 weeks, over 100 applications.
Wow. And again, you listened. Remember, when I'm telling people you're out of work, go look now.
I look every day. I would go places and three times a day I'd be on the computer.
Wow. And that's something that people need to know. The universe really rewards our homework. If we do our homework, we do what we're supposed to do, then God can step in and make a miracle. But if we're not doing our homework, sometimes the universe doesn't step in and help. But you really did it, you know, and, you know, I know that could be linked to you meeting a new soulmate because you're going to meet new people at this job.
I hope so. I'm just nervous about meeting new people. That's always, and starting all fresh new.
Well, can I tell you, you're a nice person. People like you. You have nothing to fear in meeting people. You're a warm person. You're a kind person. You're not judgmental. You're the kind of person people love to meet. So that's a little bit of shyness that's probably a residual from when you were growing up or younger. But the person you might have been when you were younger is not the person you are now. You have a lot of life experience behind you. You're really a great person to talk to. So go in there knowing people are going to like you.
I am, and it's close to home. It's about a mile away.
Wow. I mean, what could be better?
Well, that's the whole thing. And it's a little less money than I had, but I really don't care because there's no transportation.
And that saves a lot. The wear and tear on a car and traveling and the time going back and forth is a lot. And you're a person that I could see you getting raises here in this car. It looks like they're going to like you.
You know, what it is it's, I'm going back to the office. I'm not going back to retail.
Good, because retail is not a very good industry right now.
No, going back to the office environment. The hardest thing was, like I told you, I have a felony many, 18 years ago, and they still hold it against you. That was the hardest thing.
And again,
was it that bad you rob?
You know, it's one of those things that certain things should be washed off people's records after a certain amount of time, especially in terms of jobs, especially if it wasn't, you didn't commit fraud.
That's what my children kept saying, you know.
I mean, a fraud is something maybe you shouldn't wash off because a person could commit fraud at your job. But if it's not a fraud crime, it has nothing to do with work.
It has nothing to do with anything, so it's totally different.
But did these people see it and they still hired you anyway?
They didn't care about it, they said, because I even got military clearance. I got Homeland Security clearance.
Wow.
The company is like a mini Grumman.
Wow.
But they didn't. I have one question. I do have a question, though.
Sure.
Not about me. It's about my child.
Which one? Which child?
Michelle.
Okay, I love Michelle.
Matter of fact, TJ, we were in Montauk for lunch today. We went to Montauk, her and I, for lunch.
Wow. Wow.
Where'd
you go for lunch in Montauk?
We went to the Sloppy Tuna because the Harbor Raw Bar wasn't open.
Yeah, right. I know it's not open sometimes. Yeah. So
it's not open for lunch. And yes. I didn't look.
So with Michelle, what's going on with Michelle?
I want to know what's going on with Michelle. Is she going to meet somebody soon, do something?
Well, Michelle's a beautiful girl.
I know she's hung up in school. She's home right now. She's at her dad's now for dinner. She's going out, I think, tomorrow night on a date.
Ooh.
But she also is, like, she got a scholarship to school. She's, you know, she's doing good, but I want to know if she's going to find somebody.
Okay, you're a good mom. You worry about your daughter, too.
She's like Jackie, though. I don't need anybody, you know, and I worry that she does.
It looks very promising for her. I mean, right now, even though I don't know if she's telling you she wants love, it looks like it's not her top priority right now.
No, it's not her top priority.
Okay, so, I mean, when she's ready, it will manifest. I mean, the universe is probably going to bring her somebody anyway, with ready or not.
Right.
There's a nice guy showing up his pictures, but she's smart. She knows what she wants first is a career. What she wants first is... Yeah, and that makes sense, because when you have a good career, it's actually a good prognosis for maintaining love, because you don't need a person, you don't have to enable them, you don't have to take nonsense. So
no, she will never have she will never rely on anybody for her life being, I should say.
Right.
For
and,
supporting her or anything.
But there's children in the future here for her, so I hope she wants children.
Yes. Oh, she does. She wants
children.
Okay,
good. Good. These children in the future. A very smart guy, by the way, because she's a smart girl. This is a really smart guy. So,
yeah, she's a nerd.
She may meet him at work.
Probably. That was my dream a couple of years ago, because she's going to be an RN soon, and she has to meet somebody on that level, otherwise it's not going to be worth
it. Right,
it.
That's what it looks like. He's smart. He could be a doctor. He could be, you know... something in the medical field, because it looks like she's going to meet him going about her work. Because ready or not, he's circling near her. So it's almost like she may say she doesn't want love, and it might take her a while to let him in.
Right.
But it looks like she will let him in, by the way. So.
Well, my other thing is, you told me that my next reading I have with you is late in September, that I had to have it at night because I was going to be employed.
Right. Remember I told you that? And I said to God, we're putting this late because I know you're going to have a job by then, because she has to have a job by then. See, I make deals, too, over here for my clients. I'm like, we want to make sure she has it scheduled for evening. And I knew you would get a job. I just knew it.
I was starting to lose it, Cindy.
Well, you know what? Hardworking people, they're used to working hard. And when it's out of your control... If you can work because you're not the one who has the job, it's scary. And
you know,
the one thing I'll bless myself is I've always been self-employed for almost 40 years. So I don't know what that is like. I know what it is to have to change and reinvent myself and everything, but you're still more in control of that. You know what I mean?
I can't crochet anymore. You know, I'm done.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, we love the queen size crochet bedspread you made for us. It is gorgeous.
Don't tell Nicole. Now I got to make her one.
It has hearts on it. It's beautiful. It's
really
beautiful.
Dude? Really?
Could you imagine?
I'm sitting right here. I could hear.
Could you imagine? And TJ is like this. She made this? TJ's like, she made this? I go, yeah, she made this. She made this?
Mm-hmm.
Now, isn't that the sweetest
thing? I see where it's at.
And you have to know that TJ's bed is his favorite place in the house, so you made the bed even more favorite for him.
Right.
So,
I'm going to meet somebody at my new place maybe one day.
Yeah, it looks like through your new place you're going to make some friends, and it might even be the guy there. So just, you know, leave it all open to the universe. Go about your life. You're going to find out.
Yeah, but I'm not like Jackie. I don't like being by myself.
And, you know, could you believe it? I can't believe you were listening when Jackie – can you believe she maybe walked off? I thought I was going to drop dead. I thought I died and went to heaven. I thought I'd never hear those words out of her mouth. I was like, whoa, grant me a higher love, made a dent in Jackie. Yes. So, you know.
Well, she's not home that much, and she realizes that what it's like to be alone.
It's not, and you know what? Her daughter's going to go off and have a life. You know, she had her love affair has been her daughter, which is great. But now that's not going to be there anymore. She's going to grow up and go off, and she has to have a life. I mean, it's going to be lonely. And that's something that I love when people finally realize, okay, I'm ready for love now.
Well,
I'm ready for love.
I'm ready for anything except what I had. I don't want that.
No, you want better. And, you know, my new mantra is make life happen, and you're making life happen. You're just making it happen.
He's going for the double hip surgery, I heard.
Oh, that's your ex. And, yeah, well.
He's not going to make it as a surgery.
Well, probably not because of his drinking and other things. So, it's a scary thing for him, but know that, you know, I don't know how he's, you know, his bones are really bad, you know, he's got some osteoporosis, so what I see in these cards, so a hip replacement and bad bones is not such a great thing to be doing.
No.
So,
I finally come to the realization that I don't want him back, and I'm done.
Good girl. And you know what? If he was a soulmate at one point, he's the one responsible for the ending of the relationship, not you. So you'll be granted another soulmate. So what he's with is not a soulmate. Oh, that's my doorbell.
Right.
By the way, my clients are here.
Right.
So
ask Nicole. What color do you want?
Nicole, what color bedspread do you want?
Hello, I'm just getting up the radio show, so come on in.
What color afghan do you want?
Yeah, isn't she so sweet? She's
whatever
you
want to surprise me with. I have blues and browns in my bedroom, though.
Okay.
Ooh.
No problem. It doesn't have to necessarily be a full bedspread. Just a little blanket that I could watch TV with would be wonderful.
I'm in the middle of one just like Cindy's, so that could be yours. We'll see.
Oh, it's magnificent.
Oh,
it's magnificent. You've like never, you just can't imagine. I mean, it's like something you just look at and go, what a work of art. And it has hearts on it. It has hearts. Could you imagine? It's
great. It's got love in it. That's why.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly.
I make them for all my nieces, and then I make the ABC blankets for all my great nieces and nephews.
Isn't that sweet? Isn't she the best? Isn't she the best?
She's so sweet.
I mean,
right,
I could never make that.
Now I have to go meet all these new people on Monday.
So, you know,
you'll be just fine.
You know what? Can you do us a favor and call in next week and tell us how all these new people are? Because, you know, you're like, you have a big smile now. You know, you be you, you smile, you be kind, and, you know, you bring out the best in people. That's what you do, so.
Yeah, it was good. My daughter came home for like 5 days, so.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm glad that she's been home to help you and be there for you.
Well, she came home last night in the middle of that rain.
Oh, I know.
And
I
didn't go home for lunch.
Oh, boy. Well, at least you went all the way to Montauk. That's what you want to do is drive some more, huh?
Well, yeah, I didn't care.
Wow.
Have fun, girl. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Now, Nicole, isn't that the sweetest thing that she makes these bedspreads? Can you believe it? My clients come bearing gifts. I mean, that's what TJ says.
You know what?
They come bearing gifts for you. It's, like, amazing.
Not for anything. If Jean's making these things, and they're, like, absolutely fantastic, and Jean's been looking for a job, why has Jean not been making these things and selling them?
Because it's probably, you'd have to probably charge $1,000 for them because how much effort's into there. And I think she loves doing it.
Well, you know what? Something's better than nothing.
I know. I think she just wants to keep it pure. You know what I'm saying? It's like certain things you do for love, and I think this is her love, and she does it for love.
No, absolutely it's for love. Absolutely it's for love. And I know stuff like that, it just takes so much time, you know, and effort and everything. And it's probably hard on your hands, too. So, but I think that Jean is awesome, and I'm so pleased that she got a job, finally.
Oh, isn't that the best news you heard?
That was awesome.
Isn't that the best news you heard? Really. I mean, I guess it made me so happy when she because, you know, she was getting discouraged. And, of course, sometimes people, you know, they have something in the past that, you know, shows up, could hurt. But, you know, God just wouldn't let that stand in her way. So I'm so glad about that.
Yep.
Well, anyway, we're at the end of our show, and Nicole will speak next week.
Of course, of course. And thank you very much for all of your hard work, Cindy. And thank you very much to our listeners for constantly supporting Cindy and the show. And we wish you guys nothing but the best. And we'll talk to you next week. Good night, Cindy.
Okay, bye.